Ted Braun, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. Glad to be here.
And I know life is sweet in your world, so let's talk about urban beekeeping. It is trending world round. How popular is it right here in Allen County?
In Allen County, the honeybee keepers population is growing tremendously. A few years ago, we used to meet at the library out on South Calhoun Street in a small room, and we've grown to the point now where we have between 250 and 300 members, and so we meet in a larger area out off of Hilligas Road.
That's fantastic numbers that you're talking about.
In our club, we have a couple commercial beekeepers that do it for a living, but of that 250 that I talked about 245 of them are backyard beekeepers, hobbyist beekeepers, and so on.
Is it an expensive proposition to get into?
Probably, if you were just going to get started in the hobby, you'd have to expend probably $300 or so. That would include your hives, the clothing you'd need, the tools you'd need, and then probably an additional $100 for your bees to get started with in the springtime.
That sounds pretty reasonable for any new hobby that somebody might want to take on.
Certainly, certainly.
So how much honey might a single hive produce in a season? A
couple of years ago, I took a swarm of bees off the side of the Scottish Rite Auditorium downtown in April, and that particular colony made me 120 pounds of honey, and then I left another 100 pounds of honey with them to get through the winter. So it depends upon the weather, the location, how prolific your honey queen is in that particular colony. Mm-hmm. So anywhere, I'd say, from 20 pounds to 120 pounds per colony.
That sounds like a pretty good return. So statistics tell us that bees do great in a city environment. Why?
Well, there's a lot more flowers and gardens and so on. People don't realize it, but bees get a lot of nectar from trees. They get pollen from maple trees in the spring. They get a lot of pollen from nut trees. So there's more vegetation around that's available for the bees than what most people suppose. A lot of people are aware of this, but that we have colonies of honeybees on the White House lawn in the last few years. So,
the more the merrier,
yeah.
Indeed. Okay, what are the seasonal duties connected to keeping hives?
Probably, if a person were to start a colony of bees, I would suggest that they start in late August. And by that, I would suggest that at that time, they get a couple of good books about honeybees and start reading, join our local club, get some idea of how many you want and that sort of thing. Then by the middle of winter, you would like to order your equipment so that by the end of March, you have everything ready to go. You'd order your bees, and end of March or first part of April, you'd put your bees in the colony. And from then on, it's the beekeeper's job to make sure that the colony stays healthy, the queen stays prolific as far as her laying is concerned. And then the biggest expensive time is in the fall of the year when you're taking the honey off the bees.
Which is right now.
Right now, yeah.
So is there any special skill set required in the honey hobby?
Not really. And so almost anybody can be a beekeeper, as long as you're not terrified of the bees.
Now, that's a very interesting point. If one might be a little timid of bees, or even more than a little timid, is it pretty quick, if one starts it, taking it on faith, that a person can become acclimated and lose that fear?
Yeah, after you work with the bees for a while and you begin to realize that the bees are not aggressive. You work at the bees at a certain time. If the weather is nice, there's a good honey flow going, the bees are happy, they're busy going about their business, they don't worry about you. If it was a cold, rainy day and you got into the hive, that would be a different story. But once the beekeeper learns that, begins to work with the bees, find out that they're not aggressive little creatures, and then they begin to relax, then things begin to work out well.
That makes sense. Well, what if you move? Can your beehives go along with you?
Yes, they can. There's a general rule about moving beehives. You can move them less than 3 feet, or more than 3 miles. But if you move the bees, let's say 30 feet, then what happens when they leave the colony and they start flying around, they have kind of like a little GPS system in them, and their GPS system hones in on their old address and they return there. And so less than 3 feet or more than 3 miles.
That makes sense and makes it easy if you do want to pick up and go. What's the impact of backyard hives on the neighbors besides perhaps getting lucky and getting to share some of the honey? Is it bothersome? Is it dangerous to kids or pets or anything?
Well, Julia, I have 10 colonies on my property, and I really have no more bees around my plants than if I didn't have. The bees will find the plants no matter where they're at. And so normally if a beekeeper has bees in the city, it's a good idea to have some kind of a blockage in front of the hive, like a hedge or something, so that when the bees leave their hive, they tend to go up and then they fly to where their nectar and pollen source is.
And if the neighbors even notice, they're going to get used to it. And like I say, if they're lucky at all, they're going to get to share in some of that
honey anyway. They might get a share of the bounty.
So you are the Northeast Indiana Beekeepers Association swarm leader.
Yes.
What does that involve exactly?
In the spring of the year, when the queen begins to lay a lot of eggs, a lot of new bees begin to hatch out, the colony becomes crowded. And when that happens, bees have a tendency to what we call swarm. So the bees will begin to develop a new queen, and then about 4 days before that new queen emerges, the old queen will leave the colony with about 60% of the population. And that's called swarming. That's nature's way of reproducing. And then this swarm of bees will usually go into a little tree or the side of a building or the bottom of a park bench or almost any place else. And then they will hang there in a cluster called a swarm. And then they send out scout bees to find another empty cavity someplace that would make a good home. As soon as they agree on a new cavity, then they raise the temperature of this swarm to a certain degree, like 97 degrees, and as soon as it reaches that, the whole colony breaks apart and flies off as a cloud to their new location.
What great engineering.
Yeah, they're fantastic little creatures.
And at that point, what do you do?
Well, as soon as this swarm lands in somebody's tree or on their playset or something like that, people will either call the police department, call an exterminator, or get on our website, and I get a telephone call. And they say, please come and help us. We have a swarm of bees. And so then I get out my list of beekeepers, and I find someone who lives close by in the neighborhood, and they go over and they retrieve the swarm of bees. So it makes the person that had the swarm happy, and it makes the beekeeper happy, and it puts the bees back to work where they should be.
Indeed, and it sounds like a great master plan, too.
Yes, it's a win-win-win. It works well.
Great cycle. You also manage the Fox Island and the Fort Wayne Zoo observation hives. Why are these important to the whole world?
Our main objective is to get people interested in honeybees to realize that they're super necessary for us. They pollinate one-third of the food that we eat. Most people think, when they hear honeybees, they think the best product of the hive is honey, but it's not. The best product of the colony is pollination, and by far they're more valuable than that. And there's some people that just raise bees for the purpose of pollination.
On a personal note, how long have you been hooked on beehives?
Well, I've been keeping bees for about 40 years. I used to be a school teacher. Then every fall we would have a honey sale at school. The kids would sell honey as kind of a fundraiser like they do candy, and then they would use that money for special programs or something at school. And it got the word out, you know, got people interested in using honey. It got the children involved so that they realized that bees were a productive part of society and not something that they had to be afraid of. And that's basically the reason why we have Fox Island and the zoo, just let people realize that these are valuable assets to our society. It's a very relaxing hobby. It's a hobby that pays for itself. And our club's population has exploded because people are interested. I'm just happy to have the opportunity to share this with the public. And a lot of people say, you know, I've often thought about doing this, and this has just pushed me to the brink where I'm going to do it. So.
Ted Braun is swarm leader of the Northeast Indiana Beekeepers Association. He joined me today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Ted, thank you so much for taking time out for us on this busy bee day. And here's to honey.
Thank you for inviting me over, Julia, and I'm very happy to help share this information so that our neighbors can learn to love honeybees. They're not aggressive, they're friends. They wear white hats.